107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it is a pleasure to have two guests with me this afternoon. On the phone, it's Linda McGregor with the Stratford Concert Choir, and in person, it's Tim Elliott with our little band with the Stratford Concert Choir as well. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Great. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, of course. And so we are getting excited for the annual Valentine's fundraiser. It's Wine and Roses coming up with the concert choir on February 15th. Now, Linda, you're kind of spearheading this event again this year.
Yes, head of a committee. There's a committee of three of us working on it and carrying on a tradition of approximately 12 years of the concert choir having an event in the middle of February.
Wow. It's going to be a great event again this year. So, yes. Linda, what do we have to look forward to for Wine and Roses on the 15th?
There are some new things, and there are some parts of the tradition. So, traditionally, there is a fabulous dinner at the Arden Park, and there is a small silent auction. The new thing this year is a live auction.
Oh.
With auctioneer David Jacob from Jacob's Auction in Mitchell. And my experience with doing live auctions at a charity is the auctioneer brings such a special buzz to the whole thing. They really enjoy the act of bidding in a with a group of people in an event like this. So the other part of the event that will is a couple of years tradition is a cork grab. You buy a cork, and then you get to take the cork and match up the number on the bottom of that to the wine that is on a large table. Well, I've always enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun. What kind of items do we have for the live auction and the silent auction?
We've got marvelous items and more experiential things, sort of one of a kind. A beautiful handmade quilt from, I think they originate with the Mennonite auction, but it's donated by one of our members. You can buy dinner with our president, Sheila Holloway. Now, Sheila happens to have developed an expertise in East Indian cooking. So she is offering a dinner for three at her home in London.
Oh, my God. She'll be cooking the dinner.
Yeah, she'll be cooking the dinner.
Amazing. Yeah.
Now, speaking of Sheila's, we have the opportunity to take Sheila McCarthy and her husband, Montmar, to lunch.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, you can buy Sheila. Sheila's presence for lunch, either in Stratford or Toronto. We did this last year as well. Sheila is so generous.
She's fabulous, yeah.
She is amazing and just a marvelous believer in the arts, of course, and in the community. You can buy a week in a resort in Collingwood, and you can even bid on a shop vac.
Awesome.
And for Lovers of the Blythe Festival, you four people can bid on a package to come to Blythe, go to the theater, but first come to our heritage home ourselves here in Blythe for dinner and enjoy dinner with a senior member of the Blythe Festival Company.
Oh, wow. These are really neat prizes you guys have lined up.
They are. And you can golf at the Golf and Country Club in Stratford, or you can bid on luggage from Samsonite. So those are some of the fabulous items that we have.
Wow, that is a great lineup. So definitely want to get bidding in the live and the silent auction. That is just marvelous, Linda.
Thank you. We're excited about it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And then also, of course, at Wine and Roses, we'll have live music with our little band. Now, Tim Elliott is here with our little band. And Tim, what does the band have lined up for Wine and Roses?
Well, one of the new things this year is dancing. We were asked back after last year. We noticed people were dancing last year, but we hadn't planned on that. So this year, the organizers of Wine and Roses have got a dance floor organized at the Arden Park Hotel.
Fabulous.
And so we've got a lot of dance tunes. And of course, the Wine and Roses songs with our vocalist, Beverly Moranger. And the band is six pieces, three horns, piano, bass, drums. Wow. So we play, we're our little band, we play a kind of a little version of a big band, all the old favorites and the jazz standards and things from the American Songbook, and all the Rose songs. We've been coming up with all the roses, Honeysuckle Rose and Rambling Rose and and all those. And of course, the classic, The Days of Wine and Roses, which is the theme. So we're really looking forward to it. And it's a great opportunity for people to dance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that sounds fabulous. I mean, our little band with a big sound.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I love that. So yeah, we're definitely getting a lot of romantic themes. You know, it's a great event for you and your Valentine to come on out, dance the night away, have a fabulous dinner at the Arden Park Hotel.
Well, and last year it was a wonderful opportunity for us as musicians, because four of the six in the band are all in the Stratford Concert Band and then the Festival yes. City Big Band.
Oh, wow.
And so these are experienced musicians. Steve McDougall and I co-lead this in terms of putting all the music together and organizing things. And to have Dave Manning on trumpet and flugelhorn, Steve Grouchy on clarinet and saxophone, and Tom Garrick on trombone with Tim Adair anchoring us on the drums, we have just a wonderful time together. And last year, people were so happy to be together and have live music, which is one of the great gifts in Stratford.
Live music is really, it's just the glue, you know, the glue for an event like this. So that is just going to be marvelous. We're looking forward to it. And how can we get our tickets to Wine and Roses, Linda?
The easiest way is to go to the Stratford Concert Choir website, which is stratfordconcertchoir.org. And /events, and from there you can just click on the link that will take you to our Zephy ticket buying platform. But for folks who are out on a gorgeous day and wandering the streets of Stratford, there are tickets available at Lowe's Stationery or through any concert choir member.
Okay, perfect. And those are $80 a piece for a great night with dinner, live music with our little band, and of course the silent auction and the live auction and the cork grab. There's lots going on.
Yeah, certainly
well,
is.
Yeah, this is going to be a fabulous event. Thank you again so much to Linda McGregor with the Stratford Concert Choir and Tim Elliott with our little band. Wine and Roses is coming up on February 15th.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank you, Kate.